All right, we have a special guest in studio, Matt and Mindy in the morning right here. And because we have For Health's Sake, brought to you by our friends at Northeastern Counseling. Special guest, I know who you are. I know you're with Northeastern Counseling, but you get to tell everybody what you are and what you do for Northeastern Counseling.
Awesome. Hi, Matt. Hi, Mindy.
Good morning.
My name's Catherine Perrotto. I am with Northeastern Counseling Center. I'm the Substance Use Prevention Coordinator.
See, that's why I wanted you to get that out right there. It's like, there you go. Now, what are we talking about today for Health's Sake? This is a special, is it the month or week we're celebrating here?
We're celebrating Parents Empowered Month. We're just wrapping it up. Governor Spencer Cox declared January as Parents Empowered Month. So we have done lots of different things this month, getting families out, talking to them about the importance of having conversations and setting rules on no underage drinking.
This is a big topic. Like I said, this is a big topic. A lot of people, they always go to the thing where they think, oh, it's not my kid. That's the biggest thing. They think, my kid doesn't do that. But it's not really true.
Yes. And thankfully, it actually isn't most of our kids. We have a very low underage drinking rate. So that's exciting. We've been tracking it for about 20 years now. Here in the basin.
That's amazing.
We've seen a 70% drop in 20 years.
Wow. That is amazing. That's great.
Parents are doing an awesome job talking to their kids. You know, one of the myths that I want to bring up is that some parents, when we do ask kids, hey, the kids that are drinking, where are you getting alcohol? They actually get it from their parents with their parents' permission.
Really?
And so one of the things we want to tell parents is that it's a misconception that it's safer to drink at home, because we know those kids that are drinking at home are actually going out and drinking it out of their home as well. So sometimes we think, oh, if they're in my house, I can control it. It'll be safer. But that's a misconception.
Well, I know I've been there as a parent. I'm going to be the first to admit, right? You know, when they were younger, my kids are older now. When they were younger, they pulled the, come on, you want to be the cool dad? You know, just help us out. Or they always try to pull that and you get
really?
Oh, yeah. I had my kid try that before back in the day.
Try to say, dad, just be the cool dad and give me some beer?
Oh, he's just kind of like, him and his buddies, you're trying to show, you know, it's like, this is back in the day. That's why he lives in my basement. That's why he lives at home right now. And so, yeah, my daughter, great. Son, that's a whole different story. But I'm telling you, but you do, you get wrapped up in that a little bit.
Yeah.
And some people think, and you know, you've heard before, like, oh, if I let him drink here or I'm supervising it.
Exactly.
They kind of give that okay. Like, okay, as long as you do it while I'm here.
Right.
It's okay, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not. And really, we have so much research on the brain. And that's why we don't want kids to drink, is because it does affect their developing brain. Even just waiting until 21 years old reduces your risk of addiction by 90%.
90?
Some studies say 95%.
Wow.
Just by waiting till 21.
That's huge.
That is really amazing. So health benefits just outweigh everything. It's like a big thing.
Exactly. Yep. And so it's just so important for kids not to get alcohol, to not use alcohol. Some of the skills that you can use as parents, if you go to parentsempowered.org, they have lots of great tips. But they really promote bonding, boundaries, and monitoring. So bonding with your kids so that you can talk to them and they can listen, they feel close to you. You know, as we study why kids don't drink, the number one reason is their parents. And so we have a commercial going right now that says 9 out of 10 kids choose not to drink when their parents are strongly disapproving of alcohol.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. So bonding, boundaries, and monitoring, the big things you need to do.
So bonding with your kids, that's the beginning, you know, having that close relationship with them and then talking to them about the rules. And then that monitoring piece, where are you going? Who are you going with? Is there going to be alcohol? You know, and even coming up with kind of a plan ahead of time. Hey, can you send me a code word? Let's come up with a code word if you're too embarrassed to say, I got to go if there's alcohol.
Right.
But even doing a little bit of role playing, like, hey, you know, if you go to so-and-so's house, what are you going to do if they, you know, bring out their dad's alcohol.
Wow, that makes sense. Like I say, that is a big thing. Have that code word, like I say, and be ready to go pick them up if you need to. That's a lot of times, just like, oh, I'm tired. I'm not going to go pick you up. That's a big thing. If they do want you to get them, go out there and get them. You know what I mean? Pick them up if you need
100%.
To.
100%. Maybe don't have that conversation that night, that lecture, but maybe follow up the next day.
Right.
Hey, you made a great choice by calling me. Let's make sure you're not in that situation again.
So interesting. A lot of good stuff here. Good news is the stats sound good, at least for our area. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep. That is really kind of cool. Anything else you want to add for Parents Empowered
Month? You know, the other thing that I just want to add too is a lot of these skills are transferable to like vaping and other kind of problem behaviors, really getting close with your kids and setting those expectations, talking to them, starting at age 9, which a lot of times we're like, 9 years old, that's young to have the alcohol talk. But that's the window, 9 to 13, that they're starting to form their opinions. Because, you know, after 13, they're a little bit
They don't listen to anything. Nothing.
Yes.
Literally nothing.
Well, they listen a little. They listen probably more than we realize, but it sure doesn't feel like it as parents.
Well, I tell you what, 9, so young. Like I say, it kind of blows my mind going, 9, really? But you know, I used to think teenager. I used to think, oh, the teenager's
Well,
time.
You got to think what they have available to them. Via smartphones and kids that have it, like you can pull up, you've got to start teaching them all the things really young now.
Yeah. Yep. And when you can have the first conversation before their friends or before media gets to them, then that's where you're going to see the most, you know, improvement.
Awesome. That's good to know because, you know, 9, start early. Don't feel bad for starting to think I'm starting too early. Hit it early and get it going. And that way it's a lot better for you.
Exactly. And it's less awkward. That's surprisingly. True.
Yeah.
Now, is this information up on your guys' website, or can people find out more information about like the flyers you gave us? How can they get information like that from you guys?
So you can go to nccutah.org. That's our Northeastern Counseling Center website. We have a prevention advisory coalition, and it's a wonderful group of people that are interested in preventing substance use in our community. So we have a page on our website that talks about that. You can also go to parentsempowered.org.
Perfect. Northeastern Counseling. Check them out. Catherine, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having information. Me, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Great information, and share with your kids right here on 98.5 The Fox. Thanks for coming in.